going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lowe's knows you take pride in every project. So take on what's next today with a free select Craftsman hedge trimmer or leaf blower when you buy a 20-volt push mower. That's a $119 value on reliable, high-performance Craftsman tools you trust. For the power to do it all, build, repair, restore, maintain, go with Craftsman. Available at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/21. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Tuesday, March 8th. I'm your host, Doug Reed. You can find me, as always, on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. Happy to hear any thoughts, comments, feedback on the show, any things you'd like to see discussed going forward. Going to be a quick show today. Lots of NCAA action with conference tournaments ending, some of the big ones starting. Going to go over that quickly. Some action in the NBA and a bunch of games in the NHL. Excuse me. But before we start, a couple Twitter handles which I highly recommend if you're not already following them. One is Ethos Wagering. This being a sports ethos presentation, our Twitter account for our wagering group is at Ethos Wagering. You get updates there on various games we like, things we see. Another one, if you're a fantasy basketball fan, check out Ethos Fantasy BK, BK for basketball on Twitter. It's single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed out there. Get all your NBA news in one handy feed. Faster than most of the competition, and provides analysis too. Again, that's Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. And if you're a fan of props, which I think a lot of people these days are, it's becoming more and more popular, highly recommend you check out our partner at Thrive. That's T-H-R-I-V-E, Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or go to thrivefantasy.com where you can use the code ETHOS, that's E-T-H-O-S, when you sign up to get 100% match bonus on your first $100, plus either two or four free game tickets to play. Pick player props and the biggest names playing every night, score points when those props hit, and the players with the most points at the end of the night share the nightly prize. If you're looking for prop info, you can also check out our DFS team, our Sports Ethos DFS team. We also have a podcast, so if you go to sportsethos.com, you can see some of our packages. We got a great DFS group for basketball and a regular podcast on basketball DFS too. Highly recommend it. Again, check out Thrive at thrivefantasy.com. or their mobile app. So in the NBA tonight, we have six games and a couple catch my eye. One I think I'm going to be on. We start off in Charlotte, where Brooklyn travels to Charlotte. Brooklyn's 4.5-point favorites, total 240.5. In this game, obviously being on the road, Kyrie will be playing. Durant is back. Looked pretty good in his first game back. Simmons obviously not there. Aldridge is out, and Joe Harris is out for the Nets. On Charlotte's side, it's pretty much Hayward still out. McDaniels is a questionable. I would lean Brooklyn here. My model has Charlotte the favorite, but that was Brooklyn without KD for a long time. So I would lean Brooklyn. 4.5 is a few too many. If this were 1.5, 2, I'd be on Brooklyn. But at 4.5, I'd stay away from me. Next game sees Cleveland travel to Indiana. Cleveland's -3, total 223. You have Jared Allen out with a broken finger, I think probably the rest of the year, or if not the full year, close to the full year. Anyways, LeVert is out. Rondo's a question mark. So Cleveland's still banged up in their point guard position. Garland is playing, but injured. A little injured, I think banged up. Indiana just has Gogo out, Badadze, and McConnell is a question mark. So Cleveland -3. I like Cleveland straight up on the road. It's a little tougher. I'd probably lean Cleveland. I don't like laying the 3 points out here. The next game is Phoenix at Orlando. Phoenix is -6.5 points, total 221. Orlando's fairly healthy, but Phoenix is not. They're missing Booker and Paul, which are obviously two huge. Booker's out in protocols. He should be back soon this week, I would think. Paul's out for the season. And then Cam Johnson isn't playing. I'm surprised this line's at 6.5 with those guys out. I think there's some value here in Orlando, especially being at home. You're going to get Cameron Payne, get a good run for sure for Phoenix, but he's not going to be able to replace Booker and Paul. I do lean Orlando here. Not on the game, but definitely lean Orlando. The next game is one I am on. New Orleans travels to Memphis. Grizzlies are 6.5-point favorites, total 230. I'm actually on the Grizz here. My model's got it closer to about 9.5. So happy to get the 6.5 at home with the Grizzly. For New Orleans, Nance is out and Ingram is a question mark. And this is why it really swings me to Memphis at this number. If Ingram's out, I think this number goes probably to 7.5 or so. So happy to get Memphis at 6.5 here. Dylan Brooks is still out for Memphis, but that's been the case for the last little while. The next game, Milwaukee travels to Oklahoma City to likely thump the Thunder. 13.5-point favorites are the Bucks. Total 230.5. I can't touch this number. This is an easy win for Milwaukee. They have Allen out, Hill still out, Connaughton's out. But other than that, their big guys are healthy. OKC is missing Giddy, Dort, Favors. And I can see this game being a blowout. I can see them losing by 20 or 30. But Milwaukee's on the road and don't like laying that big a spread, even on what should be a blowout. The next game should be an interesting game, I think. The Clippers travel north to Golden State, where they play the Warriors. The Warriors are 6-point favorites. 222.5 is the total for the Clips. Obviously, Powell's out. Covington is out for personal reasons. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are obviously out. So they're banged up as usual. Golden State's fairly healthy. At time of recording, there was no injury report, but Draymond is rumored to be maybe coming back tonight. And other than that, they're fairly healthy. I'd actually look to Golden State here. I just find LA is a professional team. They, even with all these guys down, they have the ability to keep it close. So I've got Golden State favored by about 7. So at 6 might be interesting. If this line were to drop, it actually has gone up. Open, I think, at about 5.5. It was 5.5 earlier today, so it's actually gone up to 6. So probably stay away from me. If it were to go back down to 5.5 or 5, I'd look at it. So really the only game I'm on is Memphis minus 6.5 in the NBA. Moving over to college ball, 18 games today. There are 6 conference tournaments that are playing their final game. Six more teams will be punching their ticket to the big dance, which starts in 2 weekends or 2 Thursdays from now. At 5 p.m. in the East, we have the Atlantic Sun, Jacksonville versus Bellarmine. Bellarmine is 2.5-point favorites, total 121.5. Interesting thing with this tournament is I'm just pulling up the tournament. If Bellarmine wins, they are not eligible for some ridiculous rule that the NCAA has, because they moved up from Division III. And I think the rule is you have to play 3 years before you're eligible to qualify for the NCAA tournament. So they can actually win the tournament and not punch their ticket. So if Jacksonville wins, they punch their ticket. If Bellarmine wins, it defaults to Jacksonville State. So Jacksonville State was the first overall in the regular season. They lost in the semifinals on Saturday to Jacksonville. But if Bellarmine wins, they do not move forward. Jacksonville State, who lost in the semis to Jacksonville, who is playing in the finals, actually gets the bid, if that makes sense to you. Regardless, the A-Sun is a one-bid conference, but it should be an interesting game. I'd be on Bellarmine here, laying 2.5. I think they're playing well. Not on the game, but I'm leaning towards Bellarmine. The Colonial, the final in the Colonial, this should be a good game too. Delaware is minus 2.5 at UNC Wilmington. I'm actually on the Blue Hens of Delaware here. They've been playing well lately and had a good run the last couple games. In the Horizon League, I'm just trying to pull up my Horizon League bracket here. We see Wright State is +1 at Northern Kentucky. Scrolled right by it. So Northern Kentucky was the third-ranked team. They beat Purdue Fort Wayne yesterday in the semis, 57-43, so they move on to the final. And Wright State easily beat Cleveland State, 82-67 in the semis. So Wright State came in as the number 4 Northern Kentucky came in as a number three. Northern Kentucky's favored by one. I'm actually on Wright State, and I'm going to make this a play tonight. I'm on Wright State on catching the road in the horizon, catching a point in the Horizon League final. This game being played at Indianapolis, so a neutral court game. In the Northeastern Conference, Wagner comes in plus three against Bryant. I'm actually on Wagner. They've been playing well to end the season. I'm surprised it's actually plus three. I could see them being underdogs, but I thought it'd be like one or two. Bryant came in as the number one seed. Wagner, the number two seed in the tournament, rolled through all their games. Well, they're two games each. So Bryant, the number one seed, is favored by three. I would lean towards Wagner here. I think they keep it close. I think they keep it within 3 points. Again, this is a one bid conference. Whoever wins will be going to the tournament. In the Summit League, and this is what I think will be a super exciting game. I don't think many people are going to be watching this, but I just love this South Dakota State team. So South Dakota State was the number one team coming in. They won their two games to get to the finals. And North Dakota State was the number two team, and they easily won their two games, won both by 20 to get to the final. So it's Battle of the Dakota States, and South Dakota State is favored by six. I'm actually on South Dakota State minus six, and the total is 149. I'm on the over of 149. These two teams played twice. First game at North Dakota. South Dakota State won them both. The first game at North Dakota State, they won 90-86. So that's a total of 176. And the second game at South Dakota State, they won 80-76. So that's a total of 156. So I'm on the over of 149.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This game is played in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, so obviously more of a home game for the Jackrabbits. So I don't think court advantage or so I don't think playing on a neutral court will harm their ability to score. And they have won 20 straight games. I actually think this is a team who is going to, well, depending on what the seeding is or what who they draw in the tournament, could be a fun team to watch in the tournament. Regardless, tonight in the Summit League final, I've got South Dakota State -6 over North Dakota State and total of 149. I'm going over. The final conference that wraps up tonight is the West Coast Conference. And St. Mary's plays Gonzaga. And I think everybody agrees this game is Gonzaga's to win. So the Zags came in number one. St. Mary's came in number two. They both had, I guess you'd call it, triple byes to the semifinals, which they both won. Well, Zags beat San Francisco by 10, 81-71 last night. St. Mary's squeaked by Santa Clara, 75-72. So St. Mary's upset Gonzaga right at the end of the season. I don't see this game being close. The Zags are 12.5 point favorites, total 140. I would lean Gonzaga. I'm not on this. I just haven't been on Gonzaga much this year. As good as they are, I just find them a hard team to handicap. So they should win the West Coast Conference. They'll punch that ticket. St. Mary's will probably get in as well. So should be interesting. Then as far as tournaments starting today, there are five tournaments starting today. The ACC already started. You had Boston College versus Pitt earlier. Boston College won easy. NC State is playing Clemson as we speak. And then there's a couple games later on. Let me just pull up the ACC quickly. The ACC has, the one game later tonight at 7 p.m. East, Louisville is at Georgia Tech. I was actually on the Boston Pitt over 129. That didn't cash. And now, and I'm also on Clemson -5 and the over of 142 today. The Big West tournament starts. They've got two games going. The Conference USA also has two games. The MAC has three games, and the Western Athletic has two games. So those guys are all tipping off tonight. To quickly scroll through the board, any other games? Not really on many other games. I've told you I'm on Wright State catching one at Northern Kentucky. I'm on South Dakota State laying 6 against North Dakota State and the over of 149 in that game. Some other games that are interesting. Rider is -2 at Manhattan, 137.5. I would lean the over, actually. Manhattan's played a lot of games over here. I'm not on that game, but I would lean that way. Scrolling down the board, Georgia Tech, the other ACC game, Georgia Tech at Louisville. Louisville -1.5, total 134.5. I'd be on Louisville in this game. Georgia Tech's just been a mess. I mean, Louisville's had a tough season as well, but Georgia Tech has really struggled. Louisville comes in the 11th ranked team of 15 in the ACC. Georgia Tech comes in the 14th ranked team of 15. If you're wondering, Clemson's number 10. They're playing North Carolina State right now, who's number 15. And earlier in the day, Pittsburgh was number 12. They played Boston College, who's number 13. So Louisville, Georgia Tech, the winner of that gets the right to play Virginia tomorrow. Again, I would be on Louisville laying that small number at 1.5. Marshall is at Florida International. Marshall's laying 3.5. I actually like Marshall here. Florida International is missing, I think, their best player, and they've struggled down the stretch. So I'd lean Marshall here to start their tournament off. And then other than that, not a lot really excites me. Yeah, the West Coast games at the end of the night to, in the WAC. A little hard to get a grasp on UT Real Grand Valley. They're plus 7.5 at Cal Baptist. Cal Baptist is playing well, but like 7.5 is a few too many. Cal Poly is at UC Davis. UC Davis minus 6, total 125.5. Actually, probably be in UC Davis. I like them. I think they're playing a little better, but that's a pretty tight line. And then the final one of the day, Chicago State goes into Utah Valley. Utah Valley is minus 12.5, 132.5 is the total. Utah Valley is definitely the better team here, quite a bit better. I just think laying 12.5 is a little much, so especially in a tournament game, stay away from me as far as I'm concerned. So quickly ran through the six finals and the six tickets that will be punched in the NCAA tonight, five other tournaments starting, and then tomorrow all the other big ones kick off. The Big Ten, the SEC, the Pac-12, Big 12 all start tomorrow. So it's going to be a great few days in college ball. When we go to the NHL, number of games tonight, there is, I think it's 11 in total. We've got the Avalanche minus 220 at New Jersey. Jersey's plus 180 on the money line. I would lean the Avs here, actually, at minus 220. Florida travels to Pittsburgh. There, Florida's minus 120. Pitt, the home underdog, at plus 100. Probably some, could be some value there. But Florida's a good team home or away. But the Penguins are tough at home, so there could be some value at plus 100. Vegas travels to Philly. Vegas is favored minus 170, and Philly is plus 150 on the money line. I have to lean Vegas here because Philly has just been terrible this year. But that's a big number to lay for anybody in the road. Arizona's on the road, plus 155 at Detroit, minus 175. You're not going to find the Red Wings at home favored by one that much very often. But they are the better team, and I think you'd have to lean towards them. The Kraken travel to Toronto. The Kraken are plus 230 in the road. Toronto's minus 280. I think there's some value here. Toronto's been up and down lately with their goaltending problems. You get the Kraken plus 105. On the puck line, you get the minus 105. So they're, sorry, I said that wrong. Plus 1.5 on the puck line is minus 105. That's probably a better bet. That means basically that the Leafs got to win by 2. So I think that's definitely worth some value there. The Stars travel to Nashville as the underdog. Stars are 115 in the money, plus 115 in the money line. The Preds are minus 135 at home. Dallas is definitely a better team at home than on the road. This is a tough one, though. It's stay away from me, but I'd lean the Preds if I had to. The Rangers travel to Minnesota. The Rangers are plus 150 on the money line. The Wild minus 170. Might be some value here in the Rangers. I think with their goalie with Sharks in the net, they can beat basically anybody. And on the road, Minnesota's an awfully good team at home, though. It's a stay away from me, but the value to me would be leaning towards the Rangers. The Senators travel to St. Louis to play the Blues. The Sens come in at plus 220, and the Blues minus 270. Sens been playing a little bit better lately. Again, on the puck line, so plus 1.5, you can get the Senators at minus 105. That's not a bad price, actually. Tampa Bay travels to Winnipeg. Tampa's minus 175. The Jets are plus 155. Might be some value in the home Jets there. Going from the sunny south to the cold north in Winnipeg. Not that that really matters. They're obviously playing in a hockey arena. So, but the Jets have the ability to win games for sure, to upset some teams. And plus 155 at home is probably not a bad line for some value. Second last game of the night is Anaheim traveling to Chicago. Anaheim's plus 100. The Blackhawks minus 120. The Ducks have been hot and cold this year. Very inconsistent. Can't really pick this game with that line that tight. I don't see a lot of value on either side. And then the Caps travel west to Calgary. The Caps, Washington, is plus 110 in the money line. Calgary is minus 130. I actually think there's a bit of value in Washington here. Not getting a huge number, though. If it was closer to 130, 135, I'd look at it. But I would lean the Caps at catching plus 110. So, hope you enjoyed the breakdown of the slates tonight. Not a lot of action in the NBA, just the one game, Memphis minus 6. Got a few NCAA plays and a few leans in the NHL, but nothing that really grabbed me. But before I go, I do want to remind you of our buddies at manscaped.com. Go to manscaped.com, and when you sign up, use the code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL20. Get 20% off your orders and free shipping. Also, check out mybookie.ag if you're looking for another sports book to use, another source for better numbers or numbers. Use the code HOOPBALL on the third page when you sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses there as well. So if you have any comments, thoughts, feedback, by all means, hit me up. Again, it's Doug_Reed on Twitter. And if you could go to your podcast provider and rate and review this pod, it does wonders for us here at Sports Ethos and does wonders for the show to get it seen by more people. So hopefully everybody has a great night, whether you're watching NBA, college basketball, the NHL. There's always something to watch on TV. Enjoy yourself, and we will talk to you soon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.